team here who have put the show together. So from us all here, goodbye from this show, but stay with us until 9 tonight.
For World Mental Health Week, this is Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me, don't put your blame on me. My opinion, don't ask me to lie and beg for forgiveness for making you cry, for making you cry. 'Cause I'm only human after all, I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me, don't put the blame on me. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me, don't put the blame on me. I'm only human, I do what I can. I'm just a man, I do what I can. Don't put the blame on me.
Hello and good evening, Eric Lawler and Dave O'Sullivan here on Ireland's only pop-up radio station, Walk In My Shoes Radio. We've got a great show for you over the next couple of hours. Lots of chat, interesting interviews and plenty of music.
That's right. It's that time of the evening when you may be heading home from school, college, you know, work. We're going to keep you entertained, have you shake off that day and generally keep you company. And you can get in touch with us on Twitter with the Twitter handle Walk In My Shoes or hashtag WIMSFM.
Coming up this hour, we're going to be chatting to Fionn O'Nuland, the holistic gardener, about the therapeutic nature of gardening as well as the life lessons of old Irish proverbs. Anyway, do you know what? We'll try that again, Eric. A bit of a flow there, please. We're going to be chatting to Fionn O'Nuland, the holistic gardener, about the therapeutic nature of gardening, as well as the life lessons of old Irish proverbs could teach us. That's on the way shortly.
My goodness, yeah. Well, later on in the show, Susan Clark is going to drop in with the highlights of values of listening. So often we think it's such a small thing, but the impacts are really actively listening. Someone can go through a tough time can be huge.
And then 2FM broadcaster and author Louise McSherry joins us to talk about body positivity, the damage body shaming can do, and how empowering it is to accept our bodies as they are. They're incredibly... Eric can't read. They're incredible after all. But first, let's crack on with some music. This is Tiffany. We'll be right back.
we've got to start talking about mental health. It can get better. Log on to walkinmyshoes.ie to find out more.
This is Walking My Shoes Radio, encouraging you to get the conversation started this Mental Health Week. Eric Lawler speaking. David O'Sullivan is my co-host this afternoon, but he's had to pop out for a second. So Jan, our producer, is here to have a little chat with me.
It doesn't bode well for your radio career, does it, that he's dumped you after 10 minutes?
After 10 minutes,
it's a shocker.
Just split. Yeah, I mean, like, it's just Ant and Dec have just become Ant.
I know.
It's a bit sad.
And Ant and Jan just doesn't have the same
way
to it.
My God.
No, anyway. I know. Anyway, come here to me. The fact that you're here,
yes.
Most of the presenters so far this week that have come in, we've taken the opportunity, the fact that you've been here, just drop your mic there. that to talk to you about your mental health and how you deal with pressure and stress and all that kind of stuff. And I'd say, you know, it's a pretty stressful life that you lead in the public eye all the time.
I suppose it can be stressful if you allow it to be stressful. And I've gotten very good, I suppose, over the years at managing stress. Still find myself getting stressed out about stupid things every now and then, like everyone else, you know. But I think I do the same things that a lot of people do. I think exercise is a great escapism, great for the head as well, just to have your own headspace. And
what's your exercise of choice?
MMA. Yeah, I should really, with Carl in fair
serious, extreme marathoning.
Develop MMA. But no, here's Dave now back in. Well, Dave, do you know what? You can forget about it. Jan has taken over the conversation. You can just forget about it.
It's over, Dave.
Exercise is important to me. I joined a gym there 2 weeks ago, Jan. Not just, you know, for the first time ever. I was in gyms before, but I was in Spain on holiday.
Are you a cheater?
I was on Spain on holiday, and somebody took a picture of me, and I have to say, I wasn't happy with the results. So I immediately joined the gym online, from Spain, landed in Dublin Airport. And about 3 hours later, I was in that said gym doing my exercise.
Within 24 hours of the photo being taken?
Yes.
That's pretty extreme.
Yeah, I know. It was a wake-up call. It really was. So it's more vanity, really, than... No, it's a mixture. It is a mixture. It's great to... I mean, listen, if you look good, you'll feel good and your confidence will be high and all that kind of thing. But regards stress and pressure, like learning lines, Dave, of course, will tell you that there is some weeks on Fair City, you're given a script and you know you have to do 25, 30 scenes that week. And it's a hell of a lot of learning. And it's a lot of pressure, Dave, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, like, again, and one of the things that people always ask is, how do you learn all your lines?
Yeah.
How do you know? Oh, I just laugh. The fact is, there's no time to laugh and there's no time to think about stuff. Everybody that I worked with, everybody has their different way of processing scripts. They have their own way of learning them. I have my own way. Eric would have his own way. But it's once you get in that little zone, you know what you're doing, and the kind of the world is shut out and you focus in on what you're doing. But, yeah, it's...
Dave, how do you cope with stress, like mental health? What's good for your brain? What's your escapism?
Time alone.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I know a lot of people wouldn't think that, but yeah, I was...
Basically what you're saying is you hate people, Dave. Is that what you're saying?
Quote me on that. I want that on T-shirts. No, I think it's just good to kind of... Just put your phone down, get away from everybody. And even whether that's just sitting there, if you're reading a book or you're reading something, you're just sitting there on your own. Or what I like to do is, I'm not the greatest player in the world at golf, but I'd even go out on my own for a round of golf and just kind of walk around for a couple of, and just be with yourself.
Clear the head kind of thing. Yeah.
Clear the head kind of thing. And like, again, a lot of people wouldn't like that. They need to be either on their phone or talking to somebody, and that's grand as well.
Each to their own, isn't it?
Each to their own. Everybody's going to have their own way, but personal experience, yeah, I kind of just like to... I'd have no problem sitting on the couch even for an hour and just staring at the ceiling.
Wow, that must be...
Do you live in the Sistine Chapel or is it just your...
What's that?
Do you live in the Sistine Chapel or is it a regular...
No. I just have the other 15.
Dave has a flat screen installed on his ceiling, which is
that's not as... That's not how that's meant to sound.
It's better than a mirror.
It's better than what Eric has on his ceiling. I've seen the mirror.
Where's this show going? Okay. So I think basically, Jan, to sum up there, both of us like to sit on couches staring at ceilings. No, we like to... physical exercise, I think, is a great thing.
And it is good.
It's a brilliant thing. I think once you've got the blood pumping through your veins and your heart is pumping, you have a little bit of sweat, I think for me anyway, it clears everything. When I finish a workout or whatever it is I'm doing, I feel great. I'm ready for the next
one. It fixes your mind to a goal as well. Because you go into a gym or something, or with a personal trainer, you get your measurements and you say, okay, I want to lose a certain amount of weight or I want to bulk up a certain amount by a certain time. Mm-hmm. And it focuses your brain to a goal.
Yeah.
And once you have that drive, then some other things shouldn't get in the way, but again, life will always try and get in the way. But again, if you find the time and have the mental strength, you can plough through and you can fulfil your goal.
So Fair City fans, if they want to find you, you're going to be pumping iron in gyms all up and down the country and you're...
Weirdly enough, I'm actually...
Yeah,
I'm in the same gym as him, but I can also be found wandering, having long walks on short beaches. So
you'll find Dave on any golf course and me on a treadmill. That's basically us when we're not in Carrickstown.
Yeah.
In the spar.
In the spar.
Will we head to a song?
Do you want to hear? Do you know what I'd like to hear now?
What would you like to hear? Tell me.
I don't know that person, so you better tell me. I think it's Shea. Is it Shea?
Oh, it's her cousin Sia.
Cousin Sia.
Yeah, we do some aerobics to her.
I thought you said something else there.
The greatest. Here's Sia.
He nearly did.
I've seen everybody's heart stop in the room.
its support, we can all enjoy life. Taking that first step is possible with St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. If you have concerns about your mental health, talk to your GP or call our support line on 01 249 3333. Don't wait to enjoy life again. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Empowering recovery.
Mental Health Week. This is Walk in My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. Clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do you do?
Was Coldplay and the Chainsmokers. We would encourage none of that, especially Coldplay. And now get in touch with us on Twitter at WalkInMyShoes using the hashtag WIMSFM. Now, as a nation, we're known for the gift of the gab and the richness of our language. But our next guest has been examining some of our famous and not so famous sayings from a different perspective, how they can be used as a basis for more mindful living. Fionn O'Nuala, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, great to be here.
And I'm actually blown away by the whole concept of using old Irish proverbs for mindfulness. And yeah. I mean, what led you, Fionn, to write this book, I suppose?
Two main reasons. I mean, the first reason would be I would have suffered with depression most of my life from very early childhood. And, you know, I would have done the conventional stuff, the psychiatric intervention, took the tablets, mm-hmm. attended the outpatients, all that. But I found that over the course of time, investigating stuff like mindfulness, meditation, ecotherapy, I acquired a lot of tips and tricks that helped me manage my own, kind of shorten the duration of episodes or lessen the intensity of emotions and feelings.
Okay.
So I wanted to write something about that, but, you know, being Ireland, unless you're a doctor or a celebrity who was sad for a week once, that sort of book doesn't get out there. So by tackling it from the viewpoint of the Shan Uckles, the old Proverbs, it's easier to get that level of attention to how you can develop these tricks, because they're really the life strategies for everything from depression, anxiety, you know, whatever the issues are in life. These sayings were our collective consciousness, our way of passing on the essential elements to the next generation to say, this is how you cope with the vicissitudes of life,
right.
You know. So the second reason was, again, was looking at that, I'm going to use a big term now, but the cultural genocide that kind of has happened here, and I think...
Sounds like a punk band, doesn't it?
It sounds like a punk band.
Next up, we've got cultural genocide.
but you know what I mean? It's that sort of thing where, like, even in terms of depression, right, if you say to yourself, I am depressed, that's you wholly identifying and wholly investing in that. That's you becoming the illness, right?
Okay.
But if you go back to the Irish language and you say, Tá brónarm, the sadness is upon me, it's only on you. It's transitory. It's on you. You can get rid of it.
So
you know, these little life lessons in terms of just how you can check, like, that's cognitive behavioral therapy from the Bronze Age.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? So like, it's like we think everything is new and the latest, but it's not. We've thrown a lot out with trying to be modern and you know, I'm not anti-Europe or anything. I'm not saying everybody should learn the Irish language. I don't care whether you want the Irish language button on your Bank of Ireland ATM machine. But there's lots of stuff there that I find very useful. And for me, when I worked as a horticultural therapist, I would work with children at risk and adults in recovery. And, you know, one of the big issues there is they don't identify as a valuable member of their family or of their community or of their nation.
So they don't feel that they're contributing at all?
No. Society, you know, and it, you know, it's even like that. I mean, it sneaks out in certain ways. It's like I always say about, you know, the kind of complication of being Irish, you know, like Freud famously said, we couldn't be psychoanalyzed, you know? Like, if you look at a football match, first of all, we're singing ole, ole, ole. We're singing in Spanish, right? That's bananas.
We're multilingual.
And then the next thing that we're doing is, even when we're 10-0 down, we're singing, you'll never beat the Irish.
Exactly.
So boundless optimism and abandonment of cultural heritage, you know. So,
and also being slightly inebriated.
Yeah. But within that confusion, how do you cut through that confusion? So there's some stuff we can go back and look at. So that's where the book came from.
But I think in terms of the you'll never beat the Irish, I don't think it's just football. It's kind of all round. You'll never beat the Irish. You'll be beating something. You could beat, but you won't beat
their spirit.
Everything. You won't beat their spirit.
That thing with Conor McGregor where, you know, he lost, but he said, I wish the guy had pumped me down. Like, there's something beautiful in that like the honour bound thing, you know, and it's to get a bit of that back because, you know, if you look at their kind of cultural history and stuff, that's hard to overcome. That's the reason why there's a lot of mental illness and a lot of alcoholism and a lot of stuff here. It's, you know, it's a hard burden to carry, you know. I mean, the studies on kind of what happens to populations where genocide happens and how they're messed up for years after. Jesus, what was the famine if it wasn't genocide? Now, I don't want to get on a downer, you know, but, you know, it's that sort of stuff. So it's, you know, it's moving beyond that and reclaiming some of that sort of stuff. So the book is about positivity. It's about looking at how these little stories are jumping off points for specific exercises that's going to help get you out of your troubles.
Well, now, how did you first come to realise that Irish Proverbs could have a use in mindfulness?
My granddad and, you know, all of these kind of people in your life who...
Did you always have an interest in the Irish language as well? Was that something that was bred into you?
No.
Something you
My sister is fluent. I'm barely passable. And the rest of the family don't speak Irish, you know. Like, because my name is Fionn O'Newlan, people assume, you know what I mean, that you're going to be a Gaelgaer and you're going to be very, very fluent
and
stuff.
And you walk
on
Madre.
You know, I can read a bit in terms of speaking a bit. I can speak a little bit, but that's it. But it's the... It's really this thing of kind of the wise words and the wisdom that's passed on. So, you know, even if somebody had said, like, there's a great saying by Ovid, which is, be tough and be patient, because one day all this pain will be useful to you. Now, I clung to that as a teenager, do you know, of like,
repeat that again.
Ovid, he's a poet, he's a Greek poet from the 4th century.
Right.
I don't know the Greek, right? So the English version is, be patient and be tough, for one day all this pain will be useful to you.
Wow,
that's very powerful.
And for me, like, for me, like, in terms of my depression, like, this is probably going to sound a little bit weird, but I'm grateful for it because it taught me compassion.
Gave you so many lessons.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, and like, I, it, okay, it was punishing and grueling at times, but I came out of the other side of it with this thing of kind of like, okay,
with a new perspective,
I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
And appreciation and, as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, so like my dad used to say, you know, anytime we work hard out and that, a lawyer needs a good memory, you know. So this thing of the Sean Knuckles and the old sayings as being a great way. I mean, psychologically, we're the stories we tell ourselves. We know that, right? Yeah. So that thing of where when you tell somebody a story, you're engaging all of our senses. Now, in a way, that's already mindfulness. That's already positive psychology activation. That's becoming alert and aware to stuff.
Yeah.
So again, with the Sean Knuckles, that's something that's not only our cultural heritage, but it's a way to open you up to stuff.
And you just—that was a powerful proverb you relate to us there, Fionn. And just like there's 52 proverbs in the book, one for each week of the year. Yeah. I mean, how did you come up with a structure like that?
Oh, when I was a kid, I was given a book called 365 Days of Zen, and I read it on the bus on the way home. Yeah, I got nothing from it. You know what I mean?
I bet you know what's happening, Sergeant. That's a brilliant man there in the book. Yeah, 365 Days of Zen. He can ask me.
God bless the days when you could take out a book on a bus.
Yeah. It was a weirdo with a book.
Yeah. And then a couple of years later, I went back to it. I picked her up again, and I'd done it one a day for about 3 weeks, and then I got bored with it. You know, I didn't have the stamina for it. But I got a lot more out of it doing it that way. Mm-hmm. So when I came to putting this book together, I thought, okay, write it in a way that you can read it cover to cover, and pick up a couple of tips and tricks. But there are mindfulness courses out there that start at like €250. This book is
$12.99, folks, from every good bookstore out there.
Free at your public library.
A few bad ones, yeah. And the public libraries. All my books, you know, I've written a couple of books before this, they're all in the public libraries because I don't believe you should have to pay for health, you know. So that thing, they should be accessible to everybody. But the 52 means that you have that option of doing one a week if you want to do one a week and really get into it and really learn.
Just to recount the titles of some of those books there, Fionn, By Time, Everything is Revealed.
Which is the new one, which is about mindfulness. And then the other ones are the Holistic Gardener series. So there's First Aid from the Garden, which is what to do if you kind of step on a rake or...
No way, really?
Yeah,
just practical stuff.
Just practical stuff in terms of what herb is in the garden that's going to stop bleeding. What's there that helps you get over concussion?
We need to get a copy of this. Did you bring them in? Did you bring in copies for us?
I did. No, I've copies of the new one. I don't have copies of the old one.
And other Irish proverbs for mindful living.
Yeah, and then there's Beauty Treatments from the Garden, which is a book all about what I mean. There's a plant called calendula, which has a thing.
Calendula,
which has a thing in it called pro-retinol A. So if you were looking to get rid of the kind of the wrinkles and the lines, I'm not getting personal. Anybody listening, if they go into Arnott's and they buy their pro-retinol A kind of cream, it's about €90. The calendulas, you can get them in your garden centre for €2.99. You just literally pick off the head. Sit them in some olive oil, leave them for about a week until their colour changes from orange, and then put it on your face, and it does the same thing. So I put that book together because I was working with a group of women who were in recovery from cancer, and I was trying to develop paraben-free cosmetics and toiletries that you could use to kind of, because again the parabens link in your body to estrogen receptors. So if you're dealing with cancer, how do you get a right count? And if you're a man, you end up, you know, singing like Frankie Valli or whatever. Wow. So it's that whole thing of, you know, how do you create products that are safe and healthy? And then the other one was natural cures for common complaints, which was the 50 reasons why you go to a GP and what foods you have already in your kitchen that's going to fight. I mean, even in terms of like...
So the likes of chicken soup and all that kind of thing.
Like why is that passed on? It's because there's certain chemicals contained within the chicken that help the macrophages in your body better fight infection.
Wow. So that's like another band. Macrophages. Yeah. I tell you what,
they're actually supporting that.
Conscious riot or whatever. Listen, we're going to go to a song right now, Fionn, but I am immensely enjoying this conversation. You're blowing my mind right here. Ladies and gentlemen, 5 minutes, presenter link. Here are they.
I keep going to the river to pray, because I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your ghost? The ghost of you, it keeps me away. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, the soul what's inside of you. You tried hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. These eyes sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade. Your cold heart makes my spirit shake. I had to go through
was Ella Henderson and Ghost. You are listening to Ireland's only pop-up radio station. We are back. This is Walk In Your Walk In My Shoes Radio, promoting positive mental health. And check it out on walkinmyshoes.ie or the hashtag on Twitter, Walk In My Shoes. Now, we are sitting here with Fionn, and myself and Eric have been absolutely fascinated with what he's been telling us. Mm-hmm. And just to get back to what we were talking about, you were talking about some of the books that you've got and some of the old classic proverbs. Mm. I just want to know, what are a couple of your favourite proverbs from it?
From this one, there's two, which is, you know, first of all, loosen the knot. And that's this thing of loosen the knot that chokes, and it's about prioritising. And I think it's one of the things that we've lost, like in modern society. You know, everybody has their phone, everybody has Google. We're not learning stuff. And there's a really interesting thing with kind of London taxi drivers, where they all have this guy done autopsies on a couple of them many, many years ago, and they all had large hypothalamuses. Now, they're able to do it now with MRI scans. They don't have to bump anybody off or that, you know. So basically what happens
is,
so if you're like, Irish taxi drivers are a bit different because it's a much, much smaller place, so you pick it up quite easily. But the London taxi drivers have to do this thing called a knowledge, and they have to learn something like 50,000 different,
they do all the streets,
and hit the quickest route to get there in the whole.
So, but this is obviously before sat navs and all that kind of stuff,
but this is what it is.
Now they still have to. There was a show on Channel 4 recently about it, where they interview you, and to become a London black cab driver, you have to go in and they will pick you on one side of London and say, get me to this part on the other side of London, and you have to sit there and tell them which street you're going.
Without using your phone.
So what happens is, you see, that works out your brain so that you visualising how to get from A to B to C to D to E to, you know?
Yeah.
What that does is that strengthens this hypothalamus. Now, the hypothalamus regulates temperature in the body. It's connected into memory and recall. It's connected into different neuroendorphins that are released. So having a large hypothalamus is a really positive thing. They've done MRI scans on taxi drivers who use sat navs, and their hypothalamus and amygdala are shrinking.
Wow.
So, you know, the modern technology is actually changing the physical structure of our brains.
It's basically making us dumber.
It's making us dumber. So, like, you know, in terms of people thinking, you know, when I hit 60, I'll start the Sudoku and I won't get the Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Start now.
Yeah.
So this thing about, you know, loosening the knot at the throat, whatever the thing is that's the obstacle in your life for you to having a fulfilled, happy, long life.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. If it's negative people, and I've lots of like exercises, I'm a big fan of kind of not just, you know, CBT, but I'm a big fan of kind of visualization tricks and positive psychology tricks. And I've a couple of things in the book about how to get rid of people who have their kind of psychic hooks into you, you know. And one of the things is to do a visualization trick where you picture them going away on a wonderful trip. You picture them with the big golden ticket in the hand, and they're going to get on a steam train, you know, thinking like and they're getting on the steam, and you're waving them off. Because too often when you get rid of somebody, it could be an ex, it could be a nasty boss, it could, whatever it is, you feel residual guilt and you don't fully get rid of them.
Yeah.
But by sending them off on this trip, they're happy, they're smiling, you're happy, you're smiling, they're gone. And you let them go and they're gone.
So it looks like a positive thing for both of you. And that allows you to get rid of the negative residue.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now that's on a spiritual level, but actually on a kind of how your brain fires up when you do that. Like the visualization, if you think of, like, you know, Ronaldo doing a visualization of scoring the goal or whatever, you know, these things work. If it can improve your golf swing, if it can improve your success rate of getting it in the back of the net, well, why can't it improve the success rate of you in your own life? And simply by visualizing stuff, by using your senses, you fired up all these parts of your brain.
I do firmly believe that now. I do. I'm a stand-up comedian as well, and you know, quite often you're going out to a gig and, you know, you maybe have seen another comedian on before you and it's been a tough room, and you're saying to yourself, oh man, what am I going to do here? But quite often I'll go and find myself a little quiet corner and exactly do as what you just said there, Fionn, just visualize it going well, and quite often I'm hit with rotten fruit and charged out of the building. But still, generally, it has.
But to be fair, I don't always throw rotten fruit. Sometimes it's fresh fruit.
See, there's gratitude coming in.
Depends on the way you look at it.
You can eat the apple after I hit you with it.
Give me free veg, lovely, lovely people, organic veg too.
Exactly.
Come here. Is there a particular proverb or exercise you could talk us through now, just for people maybe heading home from work or college, listening in on the bus after a busy day?
Yeah, I guess, right, in terms of an exercise for coming into your senses, Now, I do a little bit of twist on stuff, you know, because I like to mix genres, as it were, and make it much more effective. So one of the things that most mindful tutors would talk about would be to do the body scan. And that's literally where you start off by feeling your toes and you walk your way through your body. So what you do now,
give yourself a massage kind of thing?
No, it's where you bring into awareness the fact that, say, right, can we do it now, right? So you feel you're sitting in your chair, whatever posture you're in. I mean, if you're on the dart listening in, that's great. If you're standing, whatever. But you feel your feet on the ground.
Yes.
And you wiggle your toes a little bit and you become aware of your toes. You feel the pads of your feet, you feel your heels, you feel how they're pressed down, you feel the solidity of the ground beneath you. Now, as you're doing that, your brain, the sense receptors in your brain are firing up. Right. Wow. So you're not just daydreaming on the way home. You're not just staring out the window. You're not just flicking through your phone. You're actively engaging your brain. You're waking up some of your senses. So then what you do is you feel your shins, feel your calves, become aware of your knees and your thighs. Now, it's not that easy. It's not like you go, oh, yeah, and it's like the Ready Break ad and they light up and you feel them. Yeah. You know?
If only it's that simple.
It's just you feel the solidity of it. Then you feel your bum in the chair. You feel that the weight of the chair is supporting you. You feel the weight of your back against the back of the chair. You feel supported. And in that, you can express gratitude for the fact that, you know, you're being held up, you're on your way home, you're finished with the day, you're going home, you're going to, you know, walk the dog, see the kids, watch a box set, have a glass of whatever it is. So you, again, there, the gratitude part of your brain, and gratitude is something really important that we neglect to do, and gratitude actually releases endorphins from your brain that kill cortisol levels, which are the kind of the stress markers in your body. So by you expressing a level of gratitude, just that, thanks for that rotten apple even. Do you know, that makes you healthier. You know, it actually physiologically makes you healthier.
Yeah.
So then you get up to your shoulders. And again, most of the traditional mindfulness guys would say, you do this with non-judgment. You just feel the gravity and the presence of your body. And that brings you into the now and into yourself. But what I say is, if you feel your shoulders, move them a little bit. Because in moving them a little bit, and even moving your neck a slight bit, and nobody's going to pay attention to you because everybody's doing their own thing, you know?
They're all on their phones
anyway, right? So you're doing this. And what you're doing is, as you move it, that slight movement brings in enough blood supply to flush out lactic acid. Lactic acid's what builds up through all the tension and stress. So what you're doing is you're giving yourself, there's the mini massage type thing, without having to even touch yourself, just by a body movement, what you're doing is and that's firing up in the brain.
Yeah.
So you're de-stressing, you're becoming aware, you're coming into yourself, you're feeling your presence. You're not just some anonymous next person on the dart or on the train or whatever. You're actually you. And engaging with all of that, what you're doing is you're refreshing your brain. Too often we go home from work and we're knackered tired and we just flop out on the couch. This way you're actually getting energised.
And just in case there is any bus drivers looking in the mirror now or at the camera upstairs thinking there's a lot of people flopping around, they're not zombies. Don't be worrying. You're
the
probably
exhaust
gonna do
is
it
grand.
Yourself. Yeah, just go to the, just get them there safe and they're all gonna, they'll flop all the way home. Don't worry. They're okay.
So I just want to, like, I'm absolutely fascinated by all this, Fionn, I have to say, and I just want to give the names of these books out one more time, because I think people should go out and buy these books, because this man knows what he's talking about. By time, everything is revealed, and other Irish proverbs for mindful living.
Yep.
And is there any other that I've missed?
And then the other ones are the Holistic Gardener series. So, you know, there's Beauty from the Garden, there's First Aid from the Garden, and there's Natural Cures from the Garden.
Brilliant. And listen, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us, Fionn.
No, it's lovely.
Absolute education.
It's
really has.
Mind blown. Every day is a school day.
You've opened up my mind, and me and Dave here,
Cahill in the garden.
Cahill and Deco from Fair City are going to look like the two most chilled out, relaxed actors in Carrickstown.
Yeah.
We're going to really look forward to that. So thanks very much again.
I'll watch you off the neck rolls.
Yeah. See us flopping around on screen now.
We'll be back shortly with Susan Clark talking to us about active listening, how to do it, and the value it brings. But first, let's take some music.
That I've been looking for, been running around for so long. Now I got you, I won't let you go. You got that thing that I've been looking for, and you got a whole lot of gold, and that's really turning me on. You are So I wanna say, yeah, just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual. Just say you feel the way that I feel. I'm feeling sexual, so we should be sexual.
Support, we can all enjoy life. Taking that first step is possible with St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. If you have concerns about your mental health, talk to your GP or call our support line on 01-249-3333. Don't wait to enjoy life again. St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. Empowering recovery.
Best in the tiny dresses. Some girls, nothing but sweatpants, looking like a princess. Some girls kiss new lips every single night. They're staying out late cause they just celebrating life. You know, some days you feel so good in your own skin, but it's okay if you wanna change the body that you came in. Cause you look greatest when you feel like a damn queen. We're all just trying to win that life. Most girls are smart and strong and beautiful. Most girls work hard, go far, we are unstoppable. Most girls are fighting back every day. No two are the same. I wanna be like, I wanna be like. To keep their physique real private. Some girls wear jeans so tight cause they feel so right, yeah. Some girls every day search and keep the beat stirring and sleeping in late cause they just celebrating life. I wanna be like most girls.
For World Mental Health Week, this is Walk In My Shoes Radio, broadcasting live from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services, Dublin 8.
Well, we just had a bit of music there by Naked featuring